This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Kicking off, Cam's holding us down in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We are out live on the scene at the Axe House in Pigeon Forge. Come by, eat some dinner with us. Russell will be here till 6 o'clock. All right, Draven, hit me with some Hour 3 headlines.
Well, John, America's power couple have split up.
Whose power couple?
America's.
America's power couple?
Yeah.
Who is America's power couple?
Maybe not just America's, but just a really influential power couple.
So you're walking it back already?
Maybe a little
bit. Who do you think is America's power couple? It used to be Kim K and Kanye, but they broke up.
Wait, did it? Was it the America's power couple?
Yeah.
I just feel like
How would they not be?
Because did they ever even like each other? The last couple of years, don't seem like they were very fond of each other.
Billionaires. I mean, the Kardashians, basically a royal family.
Maybe it's just the attention from the Kardashians and Kanye saying something crazy once every couple of months. That's why they're popular.
Honestly, the Kardashians might be the closest thing we have to a royal family currently when it comes to press and just attention people pay to them. So, I guess could it be Kylie and Travis Scott? Who's our power couple?
Are they even back together?
Jay-Z and Kanye? Or Jay-Z and Beyonce? No, they're old news. J-Lo and A-Rod had a chance. Patrick.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick from a few years ago.
I don't think she ever hit that level.
I don't even know. What's the girl he's dating now?
Shailene Woodley? Woodley.
Power couple? No. Okay, no more guesses.
Who's Ron Reynolds with?
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
I know who you're talking about, Draven.
He's talking about Elon Musk.
Why you got to look? Why you got to cheat, Hayden? Why you got to cheat? Elon Musk and Grimes are breaking up, John.
Who is Grimes?
You know Grimes?
I swear I do not know Grimes.
You know Grimes. Quit playing around.
At her right now, I've never seen her before.
Is her name Grimes Musk?
It is a her.
I guess.
What? Who is Grimes?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to assume her gender or anything.
Yeah.
Who is Grimes?
She is an artist. She's a
musical artist?
A musician, yeah. I don't know really what kind of music she has.
Grimes is.
What did it pop up when you looked up? She's a musical artist, right?
I said Grimes Musk. I want to see what she looked like.
Well,
I don't.
Probably what you would imagine.
So you had the gall to sit here and laugh at the idea that Kanye and Kim were America's couple as you talked about Grimes and Elon Musk.
Well, Elon Musk has taken us to space, man. I mean, that's as big. That's about as powerful as it gets. What are you talking about?
What is Grimes doing for us?
She's taking care of the baby with a kind of unique name. Remember the? Let's see. I got the name somewhere. XY2 something.
So stupid.
Not intrigued by this at all. He said, it's mostly that my work at SpaceX and Tesla requires me to primarily be in Texas or traveling overseas.
He needs to get the damn Tesla truck out. I've been trying to buy that thing for 2 years. Can we just get the Tesla truck out, bro? Number one of 40, according to this, is Barack and Michelle.
I don't know.
This is from 2019. Number two, okay. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Good job by me. Meghan and Harry aren't America's power couple.
No, they're not.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, A-Rod and J-Lo. I was all over this. This is a little outdated. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. We have canceled Chrissy Teigen, so now that's not a power couple. I was also going to say Emily Blunt and Krasinski. This is probably right whenever A Quiet Place came out.
George and Alma Clooney.
Who the hell is Alma Clooney? Will Smith and Jada. They're not even a couple.
They hate each other.
David and Victoria Beckham. They're not even American. I mean, they are, I guess, but they're not. Kim and Kanye. Tom and Giselle.
Who's the...
Oprah and Stedman. This is the first time in my life I've ever seen Stedman Graham. He is not... You can't be in a power couple if no one knows what the hell you look like.
I've never heard of that guy.
Never heard of her husband, Stedman?
I didn't even. I think it's
her husband, actually. I think it's just her a long time. They were engaged in 90. They got engaged in 1992, but never got married.
Wow. And
still together.
Still engaged. Still waiting on the wedding.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Eva's gorgeous, though. Man,
she really
I
is.
I love Eva. This picture right
Have
here.
Have you seen Stuck on You?
No, I did not watch the movie where Matt Damon and some guy were, what were they?
Stuck
conjoined
to
twins?
Yeah, conjoined twins. Yeah. No, it's a great movie. She's in it. She's good. She's not a big enough celebrity, though, for us to be calling them a power couple.
Mila and Ashton?
Until they said they quit showering their kids or whatever. That kind of took a downward fall for them.
What?
They don't bathe their kids. You don't remember this?
No, I didn't.
Why? I'm not making this up, right, John? I mean, that's what they said. They said they don't bathe their kids. You heard about this.
Why is that for?
Just don't believe in it.
Just say if the kids are dirty, they just take wet wipes to them. And they say if the kids have visible dirt, they wash them. But otherwise, they just don't put them in the shower. So they're going to get dirty right afterwards.
Have enough money to
Sierra and Russell Wilson have a Sierra and Russell Wilson they're in the top 25 at least.
Sierra's not big anymore. When do you ever hear about Sierra unless she's wearing something about Russell Wilson that Met Gala? She has to feed off Russell Wilson.
The Reddit dude.
Alexis is a guy's name. Mm-hmm. What you said?
Oh. Bill and Hillary. Okay, let's move on. Any other headlines?
Yeah, I do. Okay, we'll do a little guessing game for you, John.
You
love those, don't you? We usually do the little going to the past, seeing what happened today,
sure.
So many years ago. And I want to guess you or want you to guess 3 years ago today. Three years ago today, what happened? Hayden, why are you cheating?
Let me block somebody.
You're never going to get this, John.
3 years ago.
He's been good at these. I don't think he's missed one when I've asked him. I don't think he's missed one.
Is it sports or is it
entertainment? It's sports related. Okay. Sports related. Maybe a little bit of both.
2018. Is that Women's World Cup?
No.
Summer. Okay. I didn't know if they did the women at a different time. 18. Okay.
It is a men's professional sport.
I just give up, please.
What?
This is the worst thing you could ask someone to guess because they're never going to get it, Draven.
Is it Hogan says he's going to go play lacrosse? He's going to quit the NFL? I don't know.
Kawhi Leonard and his introductory press conference with the Raptors and the laugh. The laugh was invented. He could have got that. That was
big. I can't
believe
you didn't guess that.
That was pretty big.
Who's going to guess that?
Could have guessed that he was starting out with the Raptors. Could have put two together.
I don't know his introductory press conference would be, though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe
if you told me basketball, I might could have gotten there. I maybe could have gotten there if you told me NBA basketball. Maybe.
How do you think the Raptors view Kawhi?
As a mercenary.
You think
hired
so? Just that one and done?
Best player in franchise history. Not most beloved, but best player in franchise history. He'll probably retire his jersey, actually.
Yeah, probably right, actually.
We'll build a statue.
1 year, though.
Championship, bro.
I know, but
like,
man.
Kyle Lowry will be like the sun.
Yeah.
He's our most beloved Raptor ever.
Probably.
He didn't take his way out like Vince Carter did, where Vince Carter was telling people the plays at the end of the game, trying to get out of there. Kawhi didn't do anything wrong, though. Like, they traded for him, and he's like, hey, you got me for 1 year? And he told him, texted Nick Nurse, like, I'm going home.
Sure.
Different conference. I would say they love him.
Yeah. I think you're right. Some other NBA news. Manu Ginobili. Remember that guy? Another legend.
Who?
Spurs legend.
Who?
Manu. You know Manu Ginobili.
It's Manu, but who is he?
Is it not Manu?
Are you serious, Draven?
Manu. It's the same thing, man. It's
who
the same
is Manu?
Thing. Okay. I really was about to try to describe it. He's returning to the Spurs in a player.
How would you describe
development and engagement role?
How would you describe his career? If you had to explain to somebody, how would you explain Manu Ginobili?
In just a few words?
No, you have as many times as you want. Oh my goodness!
Fun to watch.
What? Just checking my email. Big news. Friday, October 29th. I'm in there, man.
Uh oh.
Bubba Sparks. Coming to the show. All right, let's go.
Who?
Bubba Sparks, bro. legend. I'm actually going to go to that. Anyways, keep going.
Joe's getting out there, aren't they?
Manu did what?
He's joining the Spurs, just kind of in a coaching role, player development engagement role, similar to, I would say, what Tim Duncan
did
for them.
Is Tim Duncan still with them?
I want to say, didn't they part ways with him? Or am I making that up? I want to say...
Well, Tim Duncan's hair was killing me those last few years, though.
When he was growing it out.
It just doesn't look like him at all.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
Either way.
I'll figure that out and get back to you. I don't think he's still coaching on the team, but I want to get to some NFL action, NFL news as we head into Sunday. I guess this isn't really for Sunday, but coming off last night's game, J.C. Horn, bad news. Top first-round pick for the Panthers, stud corner, been playing well for them, broke multiple bones in his foot. Surgery is an option, but it's looking like he'll miss probably a couple months. They're saying 2 to 3 months. That means possibly a late season return. Yeah, if they're a playoff team, maybe returns. But for the most part, he'll be out, you know, pretty much the rest of the season. So tough break for them. Of course, McCaffrey, hamstring, they're kind of saying that he should be out for the next few weeks is what they're calling it, next maybe 3 or 4 weeks. So could be big, especially for a lot of fantasy teams out there. And we also have the return Sunday. The return of Odell Beckham Jr. Finally cleared to play, ready to go against the Chicago Bears. So we'll see. We'll see how his debut is, as a lot of people have been waiting on him to get back. We mentioned yesterday Lamar Jackson out of practice. Of course, there were kind of rumors that he banged up his hip while flipping into the end zone. Well, none of that was true. He was back at practice after missing Thursday with an illness. They're calling it a non-COVID related illness as well. So okay. No big deal there. And I got to get to this. I got to get something that's just – I got to get your guys' opinion on this because I'm a little upset. I see a lot of other Cowboys fans not really care. Some do care. Some are mad. Some are not mad. What do we think about Nick Sirianni wearing a shirt that says Beat Dallas? What do we think about this?
I don't think about it at all.
Well, there's two different perspectives here. There's one where it's
be
like –
be professional. Wear a suit
be
tie.
Professional. You don't have to wear a suit and tie, but be professional.
Just dress up like Al Golden used to on those sidelines. Suit and tie, coach.
Just forget it.
Am I supposed to be mad that he wore a shirt?
I'm just curious. What if it was your opposing team? What if it's Frank Reich? Or what if it's Dan Mullen wearing a Beat Tennessee in bold letters with a helmets clashing into each other? Wouldn't you be like, come on.
Draven, does it surprise you that he wants to beat your team?
And that's my other point. No, it doesn't.
Is that what's throwing you off? Is the other team wants to beat the Cowboys? Who knew? Wow, what a surprise. The Eagles want to beat the Cowboys.
I think it's inappropriate that he wore the shirt, Cam. I do. I think it's very inappropriate. I think it's a little childish. I think that's what kids wear, that shirts that say, hey, we're beating this team. He's the head coach of the football team. Yes, he should spread the message. Yeah, we want to beat the team. Yeah, we're going to beat the team. But you don't have to wear a shirt. You don't have to wear a shirt. Two, by the way, the press conference to specifically get this message out, to specifically show
to the press conference about the Dallas Cowboys who he wants to beat.
I'm done with Cam. Somebody else can respond to Cam. I'm done with Cam.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important...
Suckers keep on downing me. They know they should be crowning me. School walk. Discount paper. Discount paper. Boy, discount today.
All right, back with the program. Live at the Axe House. Still stuffed. You're going to have to roll me and Hayden out of here. Hope you're up for it, Draven.
I gotcha.
Lift with your legs, not your back. All right, so we got two of our four college picks. And, Draven, you owe me some college picks. Let's get to it. What do you have for us? What did Draven go last week?
Let me look. Draven went 2-2. He lost
2-2.
Okay. We're going to have five picks this week, so I can go over 500. Virginia Tech, man. God.
They screwed us.
The damn Hokies.
They did not screw y'all.
Well, they didn't necessarily screw us, but
the entire game.
They screwed us by getting off to a bad start. They were a better team. That's what I mean.
A and B, the offense coordinator screwed us with
running. I think if they played that game 10 times, we cover 7 of them at least.
Yeah. I agree.
Did you not get that feeling watching that, or did you watch the game?
I didn't watch that game.
I watched it. They fell behind 14-0 early, and then I thought it was over. Then they get stopped at the goal line at the end of the first half and try to kick a chip shot field goal and miss it.
Yep.
And then, of course, get stopped at the end of the game. Like, I thought they were much better than West Virginia, but Fuente just is a loser sometimes. So, either way, 2-2 last week. His season total is – sorry to keep putting you on the spot. I thought you had to pull
I
up.
I have it. I just got to go to the top of the slide deck. Draven is 5-5.
I'm 5-5.
Okay, so smack dab in the middle. Perfectly average. You've lost the juice for us.
Okay, well
– He's 1-2 in his locks.
Okay. 2-1.
Am I technically the worst? No, you still got a worse.
I have a worse overall record, but yeah. I've made all my locks.
Well, who cares about the locks? All right, here we go. Here we go. I got 5 picks because we're going to go over 500 this week. Go ahead and lock in Notre Dame plus 6.5. I guess it's down to 5.5 technically to Hayden, which I see a little ridiculous because I put it in at 6.5. Either way, that's fine. 5.5. Notre Dame's going to win this game straight up. I mean, I think Cam kind of hit the head on the nail. I mean, it's going to be low scoring. It's going to be a defensive battle, tough game, close game. But Notre Dame's offense actually looked decent against Purdue last week, and Wisconsin's offense still hasn't done anything. The only bonus for Wisconsin coming off a bye week, but I still like Notre Dame. That spread's way too big. They could easily lose by 2 or 3 and be good to go. So Notre Dame plus 6.5. I also have 5.5. Arkansas plus, was it 4.5? It's still 4.5. Okay. Texas A&M is not good. The offense has been brutal. Has it not? The offense has been brutal. They scored 10 points. 10 points against Colorado. Colorado got smacked by somebody last week. Like, Texas A&M offense is not very good. Arkansas can run the football. They can control the clock. A&M does have a good defense. Could see this big game being low scoring. I wouldn't mind sprinkling a little bit on that under. Hayden, don't know where it's at exactly, but I'd still like Arkansas. The spread's too big. It could be a 3-point loss. I think they're going to win. 46.5. It's pretty low. But still like the Razorbacks, riding the momentum. They're at home again.
No, it's not. It's a neutral site.
Oh, yeah, they're playing Jerry World, Cowboys Stadium.
This guy doesn't know anything about this.
And I will say,
mercy.
Little note here, Arkansas has not beat Texas A&M since they've been in the SEC in this game.
Well,
0-9.
Starts now. Give me the Razorbacks. Texas A&M just, again, their offense just doesn't look very good. That's my biggest worry. I don't think they can move the ball. All right, I have Kentucky minus 4.5. I'm with you guys on that one. South Carolina, just quarterback issues. You said they got a new quarterback starting this Saturday. I don't really buy into it. The offense isn't very good. I think a lot of people doubt Kentucky just because Chat played with them. I think that was just kind of a sleeper game. One of those games they're kind of snoozing through. They're able to pull out the win. They'll be fine. They'll go on the road. They'll win this game, cover that spread pretty easily. I like Michigan State, John, at home, minus 4.5 against Nebraska. Man, Nebraska finally played one close game, and here we go. We're back on it. Everybody thinks they got it. Michigan State, solid defense. Offense looked good against Miami last week. I don't know how much of that is just Miami's terrible defense, but their defense is really good. They'll shut down Nebraska. They'll hold them to, honestly, definitely under 20. I think they could easily cover that 4.5 spread. And then Mizzou, another SEC team. Mizzou Tigers, minus 1.5. 1.5 at Boston College. Boston College is terrible. And who's telling me Boston College is any good?
I don't think Boston College is terrible, but Boston College is starting a backup quarterback. The line does not make any sense.
How
but
does this spread 1.5?
Tell me that. Drinkwitz was like whining and crying about an SEC team having to go to Boston College, which is kind of weird to me. But
well, he was just saying there's no benefit in it because they're not trying to recruit that area.
Yeah.
Like, he sarcastically goes, "Oh, I'm looking forward to it, that we can go out there and put some recruiting ties down up in the Northeast." And then everyone kind of looked at him like, "I'm just kidding, guys."
That's an easy spread, though. That's an easy spread.
Boston College is 3-0, by the way. Mr. Boston College sucks.
Those are famous last words.
Boston College is not a bad team.
Those are famous last words.
What is?
That spread's way too easy. Those are famous last words.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not betting against you.
All right.
Are those all your picks?
Those are all my picks. All
five was your locks.
Run through them again with your lock at the last, please.
Okay, so again, Notre Dame plus 5.5. Arkansas plus 4.5. I've got Kentucky minus 4.5. I have what?
You're killing me. You're supposed to do your lock at the end. You said Arkansas is your lock, so you should be doing that at the end.
I was going
to
change up my lock, if that's okay with you, Princess.
God. We just talked about this 5 minutes ago, and you're already changing your mind.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Am I going to have time to do my picks or what?
But just go. So which one are you changing it to?
I want Mizzou as my lock, especially after you told me the backup quarterback thing. Why is he yelling at me? I can't have time to have a little adjustment.
Why do you get it from both sides? Cam yells at you from back in the studio. Hayden yells at you right next to
me. I mean,
it
would be different. I don't understand.
Like, well, now you know how I feel every time I ask you to turn your microphone on.
It's frustrating.
It's hard to get good help around here. All right.
Just completely interrupted me. Nebraska or Michigan State minus 4.5 against Nebraska. Mizzou minus 1.5. That's my lock. There you go.
God.
I'm coming off what? Back-to-back 2-1 weeks, correct?
Yes.
Back to 2-1 again with my locks as well.
Yeah, your overall record is 4-3. 2-1 your locks overall.
Please notice 2-0 with my locks because again, Louisiana was not a lock week one, and really it should
kind of I'm sorry that you were underprepared for week one.
You didn't tell me the rules before. I'm really 2-0 on my locks. Whatever, that's fine. Not worried
about
it.
Good job by you, John.
Thanks, Cam. I appreciate you, man. That was a good week zero by you as well. You're on fire. You're my college football expert here. I'm gonna run through my picks real quick. All right, I'm going with. Let's start with it. Come on. Give it to me one time, Hayden.
Me.
Say it. Me.
Oh, I like this pick.
Me.
Give me the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio going into the Liberty Bowl. +3 against Memphis. Let's say it with me one time.
Me.
Let down game. Frank Harris is going to get it done. He's a dynamic quarterback. Look, if Butch Jones can take his team on the road into in Memphis and score 55 points on them. It was actually at Arkansas State, but either way, I digress. If they can't stop Butch Jones
and Arkansas State. I don't know what I'm talking about, huh?
Well, I pulled out Frank Harris. The quarterback, so I thought that was pretty good.
There you go.
Bottom line, it's a letdown game. Memphis is overvalued here. Texas San Antonio is better. I ain't forgot them bullying Illinois week one. That's my pick. Give me the 3 points there. Second pick. I'm going to ride Notre Dame as well. A little nervous. But Wisconsin just 0-4 against the spread against ranked teams the last 2 years. They don't win in this situation. They don't cover. A rule of thumb I usually have is if you think it's going to be low scoring, you always take the points. You always take the points in low scoring games, in my opinion, just because points are going to be at a premium. Revenge game? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But I'll take Notre Dame at a neutral site in Chicago. Can you say Shaw City? Can you say Shaw City? Give me the Fighting Irish. Cover the spread. I don't know if they're going outright, but they'll cover the spread. Next up, I'm a little worried. You guys are on this one too, but I do like Arkansas +4.5. Arkansas, 9-3. Their last 12 games as underdogs against the spread. They cover at a pretty good rate, 75%. What was that number you gave me, Hayden? Give it to me one more time. How Texas A&M has never beaten – Arkansas has never beaten Texas A&M since they came to the SEC.
0-9 straight up in Jerry World since they both joined – or since A&M joined the conference.
Well, can I ask you a question, Hayden? How many times has Jimbo Fisher covered the spread against Arkansas since he came to Texas A&M? 0. He's 0-3 against Arkansas against the spread. Arkansas is going to get up for this game. It means more to them. Texas
A&M always seem like a close game every year.
Right. That's why I'll take the points. Give it to me. Arkansas, again, 9-3 against the spread in their last 12 games as an underdog. They're 3-0 against the spread right now. Give it to me. Let's keep it rolling. Oh, he's feeling good. He's feeling fantastic. How many more do I have left? I disagree with Draven here. Give me Nebraska +5. Is it +5 or +4.5?
Plus four and a half.
You know why, Draven? Because they're betting it down. People know you don't give Nebraska this many points. Most importantly, Hayden, you don't lay this many points with Michigan State. 13 games as home favorites in recent memory. Guess what their record is against the spread as home favorites? 13 games. They are 1-12 against the spread as home favorites. Michigan State simply does it cover as a home favorite. 9 games since 1995, Nebraska versus Michigan State. Guess how many times Michigan State has covered that game the last 20 years? Once. They're Nebraska 8-1 against Michigan State against the spread. Nebraska 5-1 against the spread following a loss since 2020 and 3 straight covers as an underdog. You throw all that into a pot, and guess what we're also going to do? We're going to sprinkle a little bit more on the letdown game. Michigan State feeling good after winning in Miami. They come home. Might win a close one. Nebraska covers. And I guess I'll ride with them one more time. Give me my lock, -4.5 against Kentucky. I think they'll control the line of scrimmage. I think you'll see a better quarterback performance than you got last week from their quarterback. Lock it in. Let's go. NFL after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Harris Cherokee.
I guess now it's time to get to our NFL picks. We didn't space this out well, but that's the thing about remotes, my friend. That's the thing about remotes, especially on a Florida weekend. We are here. It's Gator weekend. We talked a lot about it. Let's get to our NFL picks. Hodden, did you bounce back last week at all or no?
I went 2-2. I lost the Chiefs game.
We all
that
lost the Chiefs
game. That would have been put me out.
What damn a dumb pick. That's why we lost, is because we all literally picked it. How dumb was that?
I said it as we were picking it.
Yep.
In NFL this year, I'm 3-5.
My goodness, I'm kicking your guys' ass.
I'm in second place.
Like, good lord.
Yeah, 2 in the lock, so.
Fade at your own.
Yeah.
Fade at your own peril, my friends. Fade at your own peril. All right.
All right.
Do you have your picks locked in?
Yes,
or no?
I have them locked in. I'm ready. Okay. First up, the Washington football team, John. +7.5 at Buffalo. I think everybody's drinking Buffalo's Kool-Aid after a big win in Miami. And honestly, I think they didn't look great in that win. I think Brissett just sucks, and they kind of just got lucky by Miami being inept in the red zone. So I like Washington. Washington has a good defense, and hopefully Antonio Gibson runs the ball a little bit more for my fantasy team. Okay, next I have the Chargers, +7 at the Chiefs. I think after last week, I'm not confident in the Chiefs winning a game by more than 3 points. Like, I think their defense is susceptible to late game comebacks and just outright losing game, kind of like we saw last week. They can't really stop anybody when they need to. So I think even if they're up by 10 this weekend, I think the Chargers can come back late game touchdown, garbage time. So give me the Chargers. I like the Seahawks, -1.5 at the Vikings. That seems kind of like a too easy of a bet, but I've still got to take it. I think the Seahawks are just a better team, and I think the Vikings' defense is horrible. So give me the Seahawks.
Okay.
Rams, +1, hosting the Buccaneers in SoFi Stadium this weekend. I think the Buccaneers are maybe the best team in the league, but they're not going to go undefeated. And I like the Rams' defense, and I think Stafford looks pretty good with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. So go ahead and give me the point. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Rams win outright. And my lock of the week is the Green Bay Packers. +3 at San Francisco. Setting up football. Aaron Rodgers is back. He heard what everybody was talking about him in the papers last week on the Twitter machine.
On the Twitter machine.
He knows everybody's been talking about
him. Come on, let's get with it. Hammer the point
back.
Rodgers tells you to relax.
Outright. Packers.
Packers outright.
All right.
All right. Me and Cam still haven't found our footing here. So I feel like we got to save Draven for last. Just because,
we do.
I mean, he's
the go ahead and say it. The NFL expert.
John is 4-7. 0-2 in his locks. But in third place.
Is Cam in last?
Cam's in last.
So Cam has been awesome in college and terrible in the NFL.
How's my locks doing, though?
Cam's 3-7 in
how are his locks, he asked?
1-1.
Chiefs were my lock last week, weren't they?
Great, Cam. 1-1's nothing to brag about, but I guess it is compared to 3-7. Anyways, what are your picks this weekend? God, we got to get on track.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to get together this week. You know, getting more information week by week in the NFL. Learning process. Basically, what I have is I have Seattle -0.5 in the first half against Minnesota. They like to come out fast. I think they'll do that again today. Dalvin Cook is questionable. So I think Seattle will come out and at least be up at halftime. So I think they will be fine there. I got the Steelers and Bengals under 43.5. I think that's just going to be a defensive battle. Both those offenses haven't been great this year. Low scoring, sloppy game. I think that's what you're going to get from those two teams. I also have Chargers and Chiefs. I got them at under 55.5. I think it's down to 54.5 now. They actually usually play each other pretty well, pretty close. I think like the first matchup last year, the total only got to 43. I like it to be around that similar style game this year as well. Chargers defense has been playing well. I think they'll do enough to slow down the Chiefs, and I think the Chargers offense has been sloppy enough that they won't be able to, you know, take advantage of the Chiefs defense too much. So I think you're going to get an under in that total as well. I got the Falcons +3 against the Giants. Daniel Jones, we're coming for him. It's going to happen. And then my lock, I have the Raiders -3.5 against the Dolphins. I think the Raiders are going to keep it rolling at home. Yeah, I don't think Brissett's going to have enough to prop the Dolphins up for being within a touchdown in that game.
Okay. Do you have yours ready?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and do yours because I'm still working on one more.
All right, let's keep this train rolling.
Raven is what? 8-2 or 7-3?
7-3.
7-3.
1-1 in logs. Gosh, should have been 8-2. Anyways, so I like the Cardinals -7.5 in Jacksonville. Jacksonville just not a very competent team. They'll cover that spread. Arizona's got a lot going for them. A lot of momentum coming off the emotional win on Sunday. They'll be fine, not to mention last time they played on the East Coast, they killed the Titans. I don't think that'll be a factor. Cardinals -7.5. I also like the Ravens -7.5. Going with the road dogs, or I guess not road dogs, road favorites. Ravens -7.5 in Detroit. Detroit, again, terrible team. The Ravens coming off that victory. Feels like there's so much momentum there, very similar to Arizona. Give me Baltimore. I love the Raiders pick, Cam. Raiders -3.5. The Dolphins per set. That offense is terrible, right? I mean, the defense can keep them in that, but with the way the Raiders are moving the ball, I don't think that'll be any issue. So love the Raiders -3.5. I actually have the Packers as well. Hayden, good pick. +3 and San Francisco. I don't think this is much about Aaron Rodgers, much about the Niners offense. Not very competent so far. Kittle hasn't been great. Garoppolo hasn't been great. Packers win. And my lock of the week, I love it. Love the Rams, +1.5 at home. Buccaneers are the better team, but this is like the Rams Super Bowl. This is, they feel like they got to prove something still. The Buccaneers don't. They're going to come out and play extra harder. Love the Rams, +1.5, road dogs at home.
Run those one more time.
Cardinals -7.5 in Jacksonville. Raiders -3.5 at home against the Dolphins. Ravens -7.5 in Detroit. Rams +1.5 at home against the Bucks, and the Packers +3 on Sunday Night Football against the Niners.
All right, fair enough. I like the Rams as well. Give me the +1. I think they're the best team in the league. They're at home. I will take my chances with them. Write it down. Hodden, Rams +1. Stafford, statement game. Sean McVay, statement game. Actually, take that back. I don't want the Rams. Right? Don't write it down. I don't want the Rams. I just started thinking about Tom Brady, and I've lost enough against Tom Brady. Just forget it. I don't want it.
What a coward.
Don't write it down.
All right.
I don't want the Rams. Give me the over in the Chargers-Chiefs game. I'll go against Cam. 54.5. I think that the Chiefs defense is terrible. I think their offense is really good. We'll see what happens. I don't think the Chargers necessarily have an offense that can – you know, just grind out the clock and run it. So I think they're going to let it pass with Herbert, and I think they'll score a bunch of points. And, you know, I'll take my chances with that. Give me another over. I want Washington-Buffalo over 45.5. I think we have seen enough of Washington's defense to know they're not quite elite. I think you'll see the Bills play a little bit better offensively. And I'll say it, I like Taylor Heineke and his offense. I think the Washington football team have some skill position players, 27, 24, something like that. 27-20.
They're going to throw it 35 times, then, yeah.
But they're going to throw it 35 times because both of their running backs are, you know, kind of built for the passing game, it feels like. I mean, Gibson can run the ball, but McKissick's not really a running back. It's kind of a wide receiver playing that. Give me the over. Give me the Titans -5. Not only is Carson Wentz banged up, I thought an underreported story was just how banged up Darius Leonard said he was. Says he can't really cut right now. Says his ankles are hurt, but you just got to go out there and fight through it. This Colts defense hasn't been near as good as they were supposed to be. They gave up 120 yards on the ground, I believe, to the Rams. I think the Titans and King Henry bury the Colts. I think they win by at least a touchdown. And I think that the -5 is good with Carson Wentz. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic with Brett Hundley or Jacob Eason. So go ahead and lock that one in. Don't wait till game time because it might be 7.5 by the time you get there. My lock of the week, only doing 4 picks this week, Hayden. My lock of the week, give it to me. Very large, maybe not as large as he once was, Benjamin out in Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with the Steelers -3. I don't think they're as bad as they looked on Sunday. I know they're a little banged up on defense. However, I'm going to trust the system. I'm going to trust the process. Pittsburgh 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 home games against the Bengals. I told you last week, Joe Burrow, what does he do, Draven?
He sucks on the road. That's what he does. He sucks on the road. 0-6-2 against the spread. Give me Pittsburgh -3 as my lock. Any objections, Hodden?
Nope.
No objections? We're good?
Yep.
Lock it in. FanDuel brought you those point spreads. FanDuel will give you a free, risk-free bet this week and every week in the NFL. Just bet a same-game parlay with three legs or more. I'm feeling it this week. Over A.J. Brown, over Julio. Titans win. There's your same-game parlay. There you go. Lock it in. If your bet wins, you get paid. If it doesn't, they'll give you your bet back up to $10. We just gave you a whole bunch of plays we like. There's no better feeling than nailing a same game parlay other than cashing big checks on any bet. If you're new to FanDuel, use the promo code TALKSPORTS and get 30-1 odds on Monday night's game, Philadelphia versus Dallas. That would have been one of my locks. Can I make that one of my picks? Can we do Monday nights? Give me Eagles +3.5.
Is it still at 3.5?
It's been 3.5 all week, right?
If it's still 3.5, I'd take it at 3.5 too.
I'm pretty sure it's down to 3 last
time.
It's been down to three. Yeah, it's at 3
that's
right now.
It sucks whenever we do these on Friday because I gave that. It's been 3.5 all week. It's 3.
Yeah, it's Eagles +3. That's +100 right now.
Can't do the 3.5 -120. Can't do that.
Nope.
What a joke.
They won it or not?
Oh.
Yeah, I feel better about the 3.5, but I guess what's the worst that happens? A push. Give me the Eagles +3. That's my fifth bet.
It's disgusting.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Last call on the other side. Cam, send us to break. Are you ready? Huge thank you to the Axe House here in Pigeon Forge for having us. We're leaving full. Russell Smith getting ready to roll for the next 3 hours with Trey Wallace. Trey Wallace in the building throwing some axes. Russell and Trey going to talk balls, Gators, and all things SEC for the next 3 hours. Again, tomorrow. The Axe House up here in Pigeon Forge doing an all-day tailgate, 50-cent wings, $11 pizzas, and $2 domestic drafts. Come up, throw some axes, and eat good. Again, I'm telling you, think of it more as a restaurant with a little entertainment on the side. The food is delicious. We don't really have time to play any pump the brakes because, let's face it, we got 5 minutes left of Florida week, but there was some pretty big breaking news we didn't get to. Let me rephrase that. It's big news. I don't know if it's breaking. It's not really surprising. It's just more of the same. But maybe the biggest name, maybe the best all time, actually. This might be the GOAT. UFC fighter John Jones arrested early Friday morning by the Las Vegas PD. Jones is being charged with domestic battery and injuring and tampering with a vehicle. Just another misstep for him in a long career of missteps. Maybe never see him really fight meaningfully again.
So you think it's over, huh?
I mean, no, but like meaningfully, like I think by the time he gets straight and gets back in the ring and like works out with Dana, like he probably won't be in his prime anymore.
Right.
Whatever's left of it. So I won't say it's over. We'll see him fight again, but it'll be like a sideshow more than it's something you actually want to see. All right, Hayden, so you locked it in. Your lock of the week, Vols +18.5 in the swamp. What percentage chance do you give them of pulling off the upset?
10, 15.
10%? 15%?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So is that your level of expectation there, the spread?
Yeah.
So if they lose by 18, you're cool with it? Obviously, yeah, sure, but let's just say
it's a 25-point game the whole time and then
you score a late touchdown.
I mean,
you'll be laughing on the way to the –
it'll be great, but
– to cash the ticket, but you won't feel good about Tennessee.
Yeah.
Same if it's a 11-point game and they score a touchdown with a minute left to make it 18, you'll feel better. I mean, obviously there's nuance, but okay. Draven, do you feel the same in terms of that kind of being the expectation? Keep it somewhat within 2.5 scores?
Yeah, I kind of think so. I honestly think it's going to be a one-score game going in the fourth quarter. I really do.
Wow,
I do.
You guys laughed at me when I said it on Monday.
I know. But here I am, Friday, throughout the week, just started to believe in it. But I do think I could see kind of Florida putting on a score late, kind of putting the game away. But, yeah, I'm all in. I think it's going to be close. I think you're right.
You laughed at me all day when I said it on Monday.
I'm starting to believe. You got me a believer.
The sad thing is I have gone the opposite direction.
Funny how that works.
I do think there is a chance, you know, they come out flat. I do think Tennessee has to take advantage of that. Like, I'm almost willing to say, like, Tennessee will get out to an early lead just because I do think Florida will come out flat. I just don't know if we have the horses to keep them under check whenever if they do fall behind.
Well, we didn't against Pitt. We were up, what, 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, and yeah, 27 points in the second quarter.
I wouldn't be surprised if this game sort of looked like that, too, like where really? You are up early, you have the juice, and then the other team settles in and kind of figures out your defense. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if that was actually how it happened, and you end up losing. Now, you know, if you – played that game exactly the same, you probably feel okay as a Tennessee fan, right?
Yeah.
Because it ends up with a 7-point loss where you have a chance. I mean, you'd be really frustrated.
Especially
not punching it in at the 4-yard line and having the ball in the 35 with a chance to tie. You'd be really frustrated, but you'd feel pretty good about it. It's just Tennessee hasn't had a lot of good luck in these situations. Like, I know we had this stat that, what, this is the second biggest point spread second biggest underdog they've been in the Swamp.
Yeah, second biggest underdog from behind 2009 and then off the national championship.
And then
game.
They've covered when Florida hasn't covered whenever they've been this highly favored over Tennessee.
Yeah, they've been favored by 14 points or more 5 times in the history.
0-5. I get that, which means that Tennessee can at least somewhat overcome expectations. Now, one of those was in 2001 when you had a national championship caliber team, and for some reason we're 17-point underdogs in the Swamp.
One of them was last year. We probably shouldn't have covered, but.
And then last year you scored, what, a touchdown, like a minute and a half left, 2 minutes left?
Yeah,
like that.
They were down 19. They got covered there at the end.
But I just go back to the stat, you know, Tennessee, since 2016, so, you know, like your last good year, since then you are 5-13 against the spread as a double-digit underdog. So, like, when you're a double-digit underdog, not only do you not cover, or not, well, I guess I should say not only do you not win, you usually don't even cover. So, 5-13. It just makes me feel like they're going to be more of the same. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe it's hedging my bet, Draven. I don't know. Maybe if they're close, I can say I told you on Monday.
Sounds like it.
I'm rooting, obviously, for Tennessee to keep it close or win the game. I've lost that little bit of that optimism. Just with reality, I guess, that we don't usually, again, cover in these situations. Which we said that was kind of the expectation to try to keep it within 18. I hope we do. And like I said, I do think Tennessee can come out and get a big lead. It's such a big test for Josh Heupel.
It is.
Not to win the game. I'm not going to say that, but, man, like, you got to do something here.
You got to have a clean game. No turnovers. You got to win the penalties in that situation. Less penalties in Florida. I think those are two big things I'll be looking at for him.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a turnover, like, it, you know, it depends on how it looks. Like, Heupel can't really control that, but the penalties and the play calling and the level of aggressiveness, I think, is very important. So,
right,
Cam, you want to get anything on record before we go?
I'll just say that the game's gonna be a little bananas. I hope it's a good one. Hope it's a good one. Hope we have fun with it. Hopefully, it stays close. That's what all I'm kind of hoping for.
That's all we're asking for. Let's have a lot of fun.
I want to see Hooker just look all right. That's all I need.
I will say this is your last chance with me, Jalen Hyatt. You played well against Alabama last year. You showed what you could do in big situations against big talent. I want to see him make a couple big plays down the field for Tennessee. They need it to have a chance. Cam, appreciate you holding things back there in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Russell and Trey and the Drive up next. Huge thank you to Axe House. We're out of here.